In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today we have again the Requiem Mass for our Purgatorial Society, for the departed friends and benefactors of ours. And I would like to, especially today, to remember one of our dead priests, Father Martin Stepanek, who was a Franciscan priest and who would have turned 100 years today, because it's his birthday today. He was born in the year 1915 and died 3 years ago. I wanted to tell you briefly about the saint who was commemorated yesterday together with Saint Martin. He is Saint Menas, who was also a soldier and came from Egypt and died in 304. In the year of 304, Saint Menas was a military officer in the Eastern Roman Empire, and when the persecution started, Saint Menas, who was a Christian, refused to serve the persecuting emperors. So he resigned from the military and withdrew to a mountain, becoming a monk and living a life of fasting and prayer. Once Saint Menas happened to arrive in the nearby city where there was a big pagan festival going on. Everybody was having a great time, when suddenly all heard the sounding voice of Saint Menas accusing them of idolatry and preaching faith in Christ, the Savior of the world. He was immediately arrested and brought before the governor of the city. At his trial, the saint bravely confessed that he was a Christian, saying that he had come to denounce the impious. The governor was angered, of course, but offered to restore the saint's former rank in the army if he would just offer sacrifice to the pagan gods. And when Saint Menas refused, he was put to cruel tortures and was then beheaded. Later, the Christians gathered up the martyr's relics by night and hid them until the end of the persecution. And later the relics were brought to Egypt and placed in a great church dedicated to Saint Menas. Children, this courageous martyr, Saint Menas, had a good and profitable death. And in reverence for his death, Christians remembered him even long after he was gone, as we do even on this day. This good soldier had done his duty to God and was then called home to heaven. I remember when I was in the army for compulsory military service, all the guys there counted days when they would finally get home. Every morning seemed like a new hope rising with the sun, when day by day that desired day was once again one notch nearer. Yes, by mere human and secular standards, I remember it, 9th of September 1998 was one of the happiest days of my life. And also, when a Christian, a servant of God, is called home after finishing his service, he is called home to be with his Father, his Heavenly Father, and what a joyous day that will be. If you remember, last month Bishop Dolan told you on one Sunday the story of Tobias and the angel Raphael. This Tobias the younger lived to be 99 years old, and when he was dying, his son Azarias was crying by his bed, pitying the pains of his father. But there was no complaint from Tobias himself. He was all peaceful and serene. The son asked, "My father, how come you are so calm and courageous in your pains and at the approach of death?" And Tobias answered, "Behold, I have often told you of my journey from Nineveh to the land of Media, which my father commanded me to make when I was young. After I had faithfully fulfilled my father's will, the Lord being my helper, the hour to return home came. With joyful courage, I began the hard journey home. I had done my work and started to get near the house of my father. The last days of my journey were the hardest, for I had to travel across burning deserts and to wander over a rugged and steep mountain. But the thought of my father and my home inspired me with courage and strengthened my weary limbs. I increased my endeavors, reached home, and fell into my father's arms. Tobias's pains made him stop speaking for a moment. He smiled when the attack was over and then continued, "And what is a mortal father in comparison to the eternal? Has he not guided me all my life and sent me his angel at the time of danger and distress? And should he now forsake me on the last way? No, my pilgrimage is ended. I am going home." So, dear children, when you remember your past friends and family members, your dear family, your priests, like Father Martin and all the ones gone before him, and your friends, remember that should they still be detained in purgatory, they so much easily desire to finally reach home, to finally reach heaven. And all of us who are still living also, we should really counting and looking forward to that day when we finally see our Father, God in heaven. It might be a long journey for you, or it might be a little bit shorter for you. God knows all the days of your life, but however long or short, or however hard or easy your way to heaven might be, remember that he has sent his angels to guard over you as well, and he has given all these wonderful saints to be your intercessor, especially Blessed Virgin Mary. You have truly nothing to fear either of your eternal destiny or about the way of your life, how you, in what kind of way is your way to heaven. When you have full trust into Almighty God, you do your duty well as your faithful soldier, and your Heavenly Father, he is also one who is counting the days when he finally welcomes you with open arms to your truly heavenly home. God bless you, children.